This morning we are very blessed indeed that we get to have our dear friends, Jonathan and Thelma Nambu, visiting us from the Philippines. They work in the Philippines and have for many, many years working with human trafficking, with women who are caught in human trafficking. They go into the neighborhoods and the places where these women are residing. They make relationships with them. They help them to come out, to learn about Jesus, but then they take them into their home where they're able to have a community, to learn skills, to be able to provide for themselves, to be discipled in Christ, to be loved, and a place to heal in the Lord. And it's absolutely, Samaritana Ministries, absolutely, I didn't say the name, sorry, Samaritana Ministries, absolutely beautiful ministry and beautiful work that the Lord has called them to, and they faithfully serve in His name. Jonathan is going to deliver the Word of God to us this morning, so my brother, welcome. Please come on.
Good morning. It really is a gift for us to be here with you. You know, earlier, as Scott was praying for the shoe boxes, it came to my memory that the first time that Thelma and I visited here in this part of Massachusetts and stayed for some weeks, and first time to visit you here and get to know you all was during the time of the Samaritan's Purse shoebox campaign. And our daughter Katrinka was with us then. She was still a young girl. And we were roped in by Judy Parker to help fill boxes. And it was a lot of fun. So it's kind of warmed my heart to remember that bit of the story. Well, I'd like to bring you, first of all, warm greetings from Samaritana's ministry and from our community there in the Philippines. I wish I could bring you warmer air along with the greetings, but it's great to be here and to be able to share with you this morning. I was thinking about and praying about what I might share with you this morning, and I realized that today is an interesting day because it is right before Thanksgiving and right before Advent. Advent is next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. And so we're kind of at the end of what is some in some churches called ordinary time. It's from Pentecost to Advent is ordinary time. And it doesn't mean that nothing out of the ordinary can happen. It just means it's between these special times that the church remembers and celebrates. And then you have another ordinary time again between Epiphany up to Holy Week. So you have these long stretches of ordinary time between the special times. And that's really how life is, right? We have these kind of hiccups or moments that are seem special and out of the ordinary, but a lot of life is kind of ordinary. And the challenge is, how do we live in those long stretches of ordinary time when you just kind of same old, you know, this happened yesterday, it happened 5 minutes ago, what do I do with that? And I think one of the challenges we have, as Michael reminded us a moment ago is, how do we live together in ordinary time? How do we live together in ordinary time? And so what I'd like to kind of grapple with a little bit, or ruminate on, kind of muse on together, is how do we belong? And how do we become a place of belonging? But before I read the text for today, I'd like to get you to participate. So I'm going to ask two questions. The first question is just a personal question for reflection. And that is, recall a time and a place where you felt you just did not belong. Did not belong. Could have been recent, it could have been years ago, but as I ask the question, something comes to memory of, yeah, I remember at that place or in that group or in that moment, I just felt out of place. I didn't feel like I belonged. And if you remember an experience like that or a season like that, what are the emotions that kind of come with that memory? Just sit with that for a moment. Now I'd like to invite you to, this will be participatory and also with someone else. Think about a time or a place or a relationship where you deeply felt that you really belong. You really belong, not just being there, but in the bottom of your heart, you feel like, you felt like, or you feel like, in this place, with these people, I really belong. I'd like to invite you to kind of move together in maybe pairs or threes or fours, whatever is comfortable, and give everyone just a moment to share, just in a nutshell, about that place or time or relationship where you just feel like, these are my people, or I really belong. Okay? Can you do that just for a moment?
Right. So,
Thank you so much for participating and sharing. You know, sometimes in a church service, when you invite people to share, it's so wonderful, and people just get so engaged that you could actually use up the rest of the time sharing, which is a good thing. But thank you. Well, with that background of what you remember, what you kind of allowed to come to the surface of your memory, your emotion, and then sharing that with someone, with that as a backdrop, let me read the passage that I've chosen for this morning. And I'm going to read it from The Message. Some of you may have a copy of The Message, or you can actually, you know, probably download it or look for it online. But I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 16 to 22, from The Message. And I'm choosing The Message just because, as Eugene Peterson often did, you know, he just puts it, the words, in a way that really kind of hits the heart. So Ephesians 2, starting with verse 16. Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace. And that was the end of hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us as equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. Verse 19. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in, brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. All of us have many things in common. And one of them is the experience of not being at home, not feeling like we really fit in, not feeling like we deeply belong. Sometimes it's a momentary thing. You're in a new group. You don't know anyone. You don't know how to start a conversation. No one's coming up to you and starting one, so you're just kind of, you know, wallflower, trying to scope out where's the exit. Sometimes, for some of us, that feeling can actually last for a season. Not just a moment, a season. There are people who sometimes feel long periods. There are some people who have told me my whole life, I've never felt like I really belonged. There's a woman we have helped at Samaritana, she was one of the first women that we reached out to almost 30 years ago. And she gave a testimony at an activity we had this past June, a reunion to call back all the women who are still in the city, who we've known over the years. And she gave a testimony and she said, during that time of my life, there was no parent, no sibling, no friend, no relative. The bar owner where I used to work, the other women in the bar, no one was there for me until God brought some people from Samaritana. And Samaritana became my second family, my home. So some people just have this gnawing ache to know that they belong somewhere, to some people, that they fit in and that they're embraced. That's one of the things that makes us human, is to have that ache, that longing, that somebody knows us and loves us and embraces us. And the first thing that I think is foundational from this passage is that Christ, through the cross, has made us all belong. Belong to God, belong to ourselves, in the places where, you know, internally we've kind of broken apart or felt disconnected, and belong to one another. Christ has made a home for us. Before coming here on this trip, we were in D.C. and we visited my best friend that I've known for, oh, I don't know. I shudder to say how many decades. A long time. His wife was out of town. He said, yes, please come and stay with me for two nights or three nights. He pulled everything of his out of their bedroom, prepared their room, looked like a hotel room, the way he set it up, and, you know, not just throwing us in the room, but preparing the room with all the details and thinking through what food are you allergic to, and here's the towel for you and the towel for you, and, you know, thinking through and preparing and making ready and then welcoming us in. He made a home for us for those three nights. That is what Jesus has done for all of us. Jesus has made a way for us to be at home with God. No more gap, no more fear, no more uncertainty. We are home with God. Now, the second thing that I see in this passage is that we are also all called to be homemakers. So it's not just about me. I am okay with God, and I am at home with God, but God also wants me to do the work of creating a space, like our friend did in D.C., creating a space where I invite others in and make them also feel at home. Now, the interesting thing about the kingdom of God is it's like a bus in the Philippines. Because the buses in the Philippines appear to be full when they get to a stop. But you always know that there's room for one more. And isn't that like what the kingdom of God is like? You know, you feel like, well, you know, I know everyone on that bus, and the bus is taken off, and it's full. But oops, there's someone else on the next corner. Well, we make room for people as you go along. We're always invited, challenged, prodded by God to make more space on the bus, to make more space at the table, to welcome people in, and to make this space a homey, warm, embracing space where people can feel that they have come home. When I was reflecting on the passage, I thought of another passage, and we won't read it. It's so familiar. It's from Luke 15 about a homecoming. Right? You remember? A man had two sons. The younger son said, "Give me everything, give me my half." He left home, went to a far place, and bad things happened. And he came to himself, and he returned. But before he could even get home, the father was out there to meet and greet and embrace and clothe and bless and feast with the son that had come home. Now, there was a second son, and the second son never left home. But he was never truly home. So I think there's a lot that we can also reflect on in terms of the story of the two sons and the father, in terms of what does it look like for, what does that passage talk to us about? All of us, in one way or another, has been the younger child. Explicitly or subtly, all of us has tried to cash in and, you know, move somewhere far away and leave home. And we come back and we've been embraced and we receive blessing by the Father that is always creating home. But all of us have also played the older child at one time or another. You know, hanging around home, working hard, doing what we need to do, but not really, really home. And to the older son, the father says, "We've always been here together. You have always enjoyed everything that was mine that I give to you." So whether we are currently in the place of the younger child or the older child, we are either always in a place where we're leaving home and coming back, or we're at home but we're really not deeply at home. So the invitation is to come home for those of us who may have walked out or drifted. To truly be at home for those of us who are at home but not really at home. And I think there are kids who are like that with their parents, you know. They're under the same roof, but not really, really connected. And to make home for one another and to create a space of home for an ever-growing circle of people. Now, when you make space for others, The challenging thing is not everyone who comes in would have been the people that you wanted to invite in the first place, right? But that's what it means to create space and home where everyone can feel like they belong. The last thing that I wanted to share is the part that really struck me in the last verse of the message, the part that I read. All of us built into a temple in which God is quite at home. God is quite at home. It's not only about us feeling at home with God and with one another and creating that safe space for each other and for others who God brings to us. Doesn't it feel good to reflect on that God feels at home with us? Now, I don't know what you do when you feel at home. I grew up with, my father was Japanese, and so we always took our shoes off at home. And I always take my shoes off whenever I go into a home. And some people say, don't take your shoes off, it's okay. But that's what I do when I feel at home. Now, some of you may want to put your feet up or slouch or eat with your elbows on the table. Or I don't know what you do when you are really deeply at home. And maybe you only can do that when you are at your home. But when you go to somewhere else where you also feel slowly, I'm really at home here, then you begin to also be able to do those things when you feel at home. What is it like for God to be really at home in us and amongst us? What does God do when God's at home with us? For some, the thought of God being that comfortable may even be hard to believe or accept. Oh, no. I'm not sure that God could really be at home with me. I mean, civil, yes. With proper protocols, okay. But would God really take his shoes off and put his elbows up on my table? Is God that at home with me? Could it really be? Yes, it can be. God is a God who creates home and makes people feel like they belong and makes them truly belong. God, through Jesus, has made a home for us where we really belong. God invites us to be homemakers, to create home and belonging for one another and for anyone else that God brings to us. And God wants to be so deeply at home with each of us, our own hearts, and with all of us together as a church community. God is building a home, brick by brick, stone by stone. All of you are in it. And God is quite at home here among you at First Baptist of Holliston. Amen.